$250 billion. That's about how much American businesses lose every year to counterfeit and pirated goods manufactured abroad, according to the Department of Commerce. It's a problem that hits smaller companies hardest, as NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Back in 1995, Steve Patmont was an engineer at a Silicon Valley company who dreamt of opening his own business.
In the evenings and weekends, my family and I would work on a portable transportation device. My two sons would use it during the day, and when they wouldn't break it when I got home from work, we finally decided to make some more, a group of them, and sell them.
Patmont's dream of becoming an entrepreneur came true. That is the sound of a gas-powered GoPed scooter, Patmont's invention, being test-driven here at Patmont Motor Works factory just outside Reno, Nevada. The collapsible scooter looks a little like a skateboard with a motor on the back and tall handlebars in the front. At first, Patmont says it got popular with bands for backstage transportation and fun.
It took off with hot rodders and rock and rollers and people on tour with the big bands, the roadies and the people that worked in the stages behind the scenes.
These days, GoPeg customers include teenagers and adults who have short commutes to work. With a maximum speed of 20 miles per hour, it gets about 200 miles to the gallon. By the year 2000, Patmont was selling about 100,000 GoPeds a year. Then competition arrived. But Patmont charges it wasn't a fair game.
There's been a flood of products that imitate and, in fact, infringe on some of our intellectual properties. We're the owners of 12 patents and 18 trademarks.
Patmont claims the imports infringe on patents he has for parts of his motor and gas tank, as well as the trademark of his name and logo.
W-W-C-S-K.
Bill McCann, Patmont's attorney, is doing a search on the website of Cragen Auto Parts. He puts in the trademark name GoPed.
And you get everything in the world except ours. You get American Power Products, American CSK, blah, blah, pedal, scooter, Electra, nya.
One of the scooters sold by Cragen is called a Go Motor, and McCann says its logo could be confused with the GoPed logo. Patmont Motor Works is taking legal action against Cragen in federal court for selling the scooters, and it's suing several Chinese manufacturers. McCann says since the foreign imports came on the market, GoPed sales have plunged. The company went from a high of 120 employees in 2000 down to 45 today.
We lost ground very, very fast. The erosion of our position in the market was rapid and devastating.
CSK Auto Corporation, which owns Cragen, would not comment on the lawsuit, and the named Chinese companies could not be reached. Therein lies one of the many problems facing Patmont Motor Works in what may be an uphill battle. Actually tracking down these companies can be near impossible, says McCann.
They morph very much like viruses morph. That is to say, if you find one and you're able to stop them, they mushroom up in a different guise within a very short period of time under a different name. China's a very large place.
A federal judge in Nevada issued a preliminary injunction against the sale or import of scooters the company says violate their intellectual property rights. Under the order, U.S. Customs have been asked to keep GoPed knockoffs out of the country. But that could be easier said than done. At the Port of Oakland, California, customs inspectors bring boxes of suspicious goods to warehouses like this one for inspection. Immigration and Customs agent Mike Baxter says only about 6% of goods get inspected. Finding counterfeit items is only one part of the job.
Fortunately, it's recognized as an important aspect of the job, but we have a lot of things that we are tasked with, and unfortunately, on all levels, we are unable to dedicate probably as many resources as we'd like.
Many small manufacturers find themselves in a similar position to Patmont Motor Works. According to the U.S. Business and Industry Council, the majority of its members are in battles with foreign companies over intellectual property rights. Brett Kingstone, CEO and founder of Supervision, a fiber optic lighting maker, spent 3.5 years and $1 million in court. He won a $41 million judgment against a Chinese company in a Florida state civil court, but that hasn't meant much.
It's almost impossible to collect on a verdict. They wired their money outside the United States. They threw up all kinds of legal roadblocks to block our ability to collect on the judgment, and in many cases just blatantly ignored and violated our subpoenas, our laws, and our court orders.
Kingstone says he's frustrated that the U.S. government isn't putting more pressure on China and other countries to crack down on the problem. A Commerce Department spokesperson says the government is working to get enforcement in other countries. Some economists say many manufacturers are tilting at windmills. Roger Null, a professor at Stanford, says the underlying problem is that China and other rapidly industrializing nations can produce products more cheaply, and they will always find their way around the intellectual property problem.
There's going to be a fairly easy way for an importer to change their look and their brand name so that it's not infringing. And when all the dust settles, there's still going to be an import that's cheaper than the product he's manufacturing, and it's still going to hurt him.
In fact, prices on GoPed scooters range from around $500 up to $1,000, whereas the imports sell for as little as $250. Null thinks most American manufacturers might do better to spend time and money on marketing and improving their product. Steve Patmon of Patmon Motorworks thinks this is not a fight America can afford to lose.
I'm concerned about my country, my family, the families of people that count on our leadership to try to create the economy and create jobs, create wealth from fabrication to manufacturing. And I see that being drained away from this country, and I don't see a method that will remedy that.
Economists like Null say American manufacturers shouldn't give up. They may simply have to change their strategy to compete in the increasingly global marketplace. Laura Seidel, NPR News.